Welcome, you fine folk. You're about to listen to one of the most dynamic recordings ever. We're a Connecticut-based podcast that will never ask for a Patreon. That's not what this is about. This is about recording, creativity, and imagination run loose in the time when those things are needed. Welcome to Dungenetics.
In our previous episode of Dungenetics, team goes alone, and after successfully striking against the nimble fingers, finds out the true mystery behind Kira. As her entire intellect was wiped, the team decided to resurrect her. Now a rock gnome. You're welcome. After tidying up the act, preventing them from a more upgraded lifestyle. See, the scaled company is about to be demoted and promoted in this episode 40 of Dungenetics. Also, we're going to do a little time traveling to a way, way back, time. When a decision was made, which will now affect all of us. Dungenetics.
So you hear a very cranking sound as something metallic.
It was Hustle.
Before, can I do something before this happens? If I see them through the window, and he after
they didn't see him.
Yeah, no. Like it just happened right at the beginning.
Just,
like,
it literally happened less than a second ago.
Okay, just checking.
And the mastermind.
Ooh.
It is a suit of armor that has a container of liquid on the top with a brain sitting in it.
Oh, ooh. Like Kang.
Like
Kang.
Literally like a mastermind.
Kang. Damn it. Kang?
Kang. Man, are we Kang? Dealing with Kang? Like intellect devourers or some crazy Kang. Shit?
Kang.
Kang.
No, it's Kang would be like that's a something different.
What was that? Yeah. Well, mind flares or whatever. That's what I was thinking, yeah.
So what'd you get for
a GC villain that has like, just like a head of glowing shit?
A one?
Shit.
Yeah.
Nothing else.
Yeah, yep. So that's a two.
Mr. Freeze?
Mysterio?
That's
I know, but still.
Mysterio's the villain with the fishbowl head.
Yeah.
Oh, I think it's just like...
Or fishbowl head from The Tick was just the fish in a bowl.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one. Yeah, but no.
I don't know what his order is, but for us, it's Alex...
No, Alex isn't first.
He got one.
So that would not make him first.
That would make him last.
Oh, it goes by whoever had the rest right
there. Yeah.
I was looking at the boobies on the wall. I didn't know what happened. Everything happened and then I looked around.
Same here. We're all boobies looking
like,
at boobs.
Where'd
you
go? Where'd everybody go?
Guys? Now we're like, what's going on? And Mark's like, guys, I'm sending messages.
So, Drago takes 6 points of damage.
Oh, he didn't even do anything.
As the two guards come running down the stairs, as the knock comes to the window, and it looks like, from what you can see, the Otis is kind of like, and his head's just hitting the window repeatedly like he's having a seizure.
Oh, God.
You see my O-face, guys?
Oh, no.
Then they come down, one of them swings his scimitar twice, missing, and Drago is able to raise his weapon and fend off, but then he takes a dagger to his side. The other one is not able to do anything yet. Alright, so Skeet and Oates took 20 points of damage. You have resistance to psychic damage?
Yes.
So you take 10 points.
Okay. Alright, so that puts me down to 21.
As this blast hits you. Kira, you can see with the... a sly look on her face. She comes over to the rat. She's like, now it's time. Take your head to your father.
Yay.
Oh, she triple critical on
you. You only took 7 points of damage.
Ooh.
Sweet.
That is impressive. Her first roll was a zero. Or a one.
Don't say.
How do you get a one against someone who's stunned?
Now it's Wolfsbane.
Vortex warp.
Alright, who are we vortex warping?
So I vortex warp Oats out.
Alright, where are you putting me?
Right down where we are.
Where? Safely?
Yes.
Like over here in the corner?
Yes.
Thanks. Nobody puts Rocky in the corner.
One step farther.
He vortex warps him in front of him. This is my shield!
You can't see that far around the curtain.
You can't see outside, so.
Just put him on the roof.
Yeah, the roof.
Can't see the roof.
Can't see the roof.
The roof is on fire.
Alright, you gonna move? Anything else?
Except for grab and go.
I'm gonna just move back in this corner.
We can't just leave this. We can't leave him sitting in there. He's not gonna be able to get out.
Well, it's not just that. We can't just grab and go and leave this situation.
No. Trust me, we're not leaving here. These people are not living out of here alive, so.
I grew up in a normal home in a normal town. All of a sudden, everything got crazy. I didn't talk to anybody about the way I was feeling. I was scared and I was alone. I started drinking. I just didn't want to deal with what was happening in my life. I knew about AA, but thought I was too young. I found out I was wrong. If you have a problem with your drinking, why don't you give AA a call?
Visit AA.org for more information and download the Meeting Guide app to find a meeting near you.
Back on.
And we're rolling.
Okay.
So we start upstairs. Let's go over that again because we didn't talk about
it. Alright. Yeah, so you guys, after the fight, go up into the the desk of the mastermind. You find some gems and assorted jewelry with some moderate value to it, probably. A little over 5,000 gold coin worth of value. Most of them are diamonds and some gold rings and bracelets.
Should we detect magic?
What?
Should we detect magic?
You can detect magic. There's nothing magical here.
Okay. Warp sense?
They are not portals. You find the ledger, the nimble finger activity, and confirm that you have essentially destroyed all but this one house of the Nimblefinger Guild House. They had nearly 60 members. They are down to 12, not including whatever you guys throw in them. And they used to have 7 guild houses. They now have 1.
So would I be correct in assuming that those other 12 are guarding that last shipment?
No, they're all just... They're hiding. As you guys spend the night, some of them start flowing in.
Okay.
They knew something was going to go down, so they basically just stood clear to... They didn't want to fight for either side.
Yeah.
They just want to... They're not soldiers.
So I walk down... As they're filtering in, how many are there at this point?
This night there's probably another half dozen. There's one group that are kind of like former pirates. It's a crew of 4, and the leader of them calls himself Grimbeard.
All right.
He's pretty boisterous, but he's like, I don't care as long as you fill my pockets.
Well, I tell them, all right. Here's the deal. What do you guys think of becoming worm food? Does that sound like a good prospect to you?
They all kind of like reach their weapons.
Not what I'm talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's what everybody in this guild would have eventually become if what was going on was allowed to be carried out.
Maybe
we can send a...
That's up to what happens.
A letter if everybody's open to it. We can send maybe a letter to the Velvet Glove and be like, look, we took out all of your competition.
With a big sign on the top of the front of it, under new management.
The middle fingers is now under new management.
Maybe,
you know, a little bit down the line we can reach an agreement to
support
each other.
First thievery is
Sounds good. Work.
Honor.
First Tuesday of next month, job fair.
All right. No hire. So you guys can
unfortunately, what do you get hired?
Check out any of the letters.
We need you to grow about 6 inches.
Yeah.
All right.
Only
so
the experience.
The letters show a correspondence between the mastermind and the vial that goes back quite a while.
Long is quite a while.
Sorting through.
How long is quite a while? Let's say.
I want to know if this is going on before we existed as a group.
No.
Or
just a couple weeks.
It happened after you guys had settled into the valley. Mm. The first one instructed the mastermind to
keep an eye on a rep kid
to infiltrate the Nimble Fingers and assume control under orders from the Harbinger, signed from the vial. Then later on,
nothing. That seems
they
like a
said,
idea.
You know, they may have delivered me my freedom as the Harbinger promised, but we can no longer trust the Scaled Company to be our only tool in the valley. Then later he's like, now that I hold the key to my freedom from the worm's obedience, and their spawn will be our shield, while I now have the freedom to continue my experiments to serve as our sword. And then the last one was, after the darkness claims the valley, the Hooded One and their people can help muster the darkness, and in return, your people can rise again in its wake.
I don't think it's good. I think it was because in the vision that was given to us, the only person within the Scaled Company, if I remember correctly, that was working to bring in the darkness was Kira. So Kira probably liberated like that whatever freedom that he's talking about. Kira's group probably facilitated that. So I don't think it's Cadman or Kira.
No.
So,
what
turned to Kira, and I'm like, was this you?
Well, when we first came to the valley, my memories ended after our mission. We were sent up to Black Rock, but whatever creatures have taken over the mine were expecting us. They allowed us entry where our mission was to collect this stone that we were later told was some kind of meteorite. It was had fallen through the mountain and was buried in a cluster of this prismatic stone. We brought it to the masked wizard, and another shadow elf was there, and they cast some kind of ritual on it, and in the process, the masked wizard kind of changed his persona, and afterwards, they tricked me and implanted an intellect devourer in me.
I described the mask to her and asked her if that's the mask that she saw.
It's the vial.
Okay, that's it. It's my father. So
what is he though? He didn't. He used to be something else.
No.
He got possessed by the meteorite.
He's my father.
I asked Kara who sent her there.
And
it was the same letters, if you remember back to the first session, where each Talon had orders.
Yeah.
Hers were to go to there and get the stone.
Sure, there was one that was new. That was
okay. What was the seal on that?
It was from the line.
Not from the scale.
Not from the scale.
Right.
And first memory, who was the line?
Lion was the forged to be from Linberry,
but
was determined to be from the Harbinger instead.
Yep. So, okay. I turn to her and I say, are you ready and prepared to inform Lord Cadman of all of this? Because otherwise, if we can't bring you to him to do this, I don't know if there's any way to clear your name. And then I go on to tell her what happened after she got back from Blackrock.
Alright, you explain. She's like, yeah, I don't remember anything past my meeting with the Harbinger and the Vile. They were using us the whole time after that.
Did they ever bring you to what they described as the land of desolation?
That was her last memory. Because the Indolus Devourer literally destroyed her brain. So it might have been her body going through motions.
Yeah,
but there was nothing of her.
There's no memories to go along with it.
Do we know what happened to the rest of her platoon or whatever? Her town?
Her right hand man was never comfortable with anything that was going on, so he was not possessed by anything that we can tell. So
no, the rest of her squad was intentionally detained by the commander to avoid them interfering with the rest of you guys.
Yeah, so
he didn't want to sacrifice any soldiers that weren't compromised.
I would say we're going to grab that letter, and I say we go back to Cadman and meet with him and kind of button that all up. And then go and deal with the emissary and explain why what happened, and pretty much be honest about what happened.
All right, you guys head back to the barracks?
Yes.
All right, the some of the tension on the street has been released. Not that really anyone knows what's happening, but the fact that all the guild members are in their personal hideouts and they've returned, and the
number of body bags that was taken out the front of the building.
The guards at the barracks have all just disseminated into the barracks.
As I'm walking down the street, I purposely very loudly say, wow, word travels quick, and kind of make a suggestion like, you bunch of cowards.
Well, a lot of the tension died out when the armed guards stopped mobilizing at the barracks.
Yeah, okay.
You get to the barracks, and one of the guards inside the gate notifies you. Commander is waiting for it.
Yeah, damn right he is.
I want to see Jamie first.
I mean, we're not going to make the commander wait if he's waiting for us either. We can pick up Jamie on the way, I guess.
Jamie.
All right, Jamie. Jamie's right-hand man. So yeah, I guess we'll go grab Jamie. We'll be like, Jamie.
Explain to him what happened.
Kara's back, and I show the rough gnome to Jamie.
He's like, and he's a little doubtful, and then he starts talking to Kara, and Kara starts responding, and they start talking about a bunch of
old time
non-important events that they've been through, and you can see that Jamie is smiling, and he seems very happy that his suspicions about her character were incorrect. And he's like, I knew something had happened.
And then I say, all right, let's go see Cadman. And I guess you can ask the questions along the way as we're walking, for whatever you want to ask Jamie.
No, just to say if he ever needs our assistance again.
Yeah.
Please.
So you head into the main room of the commander's office. He's got his little thing with his map out, like the last time he'd been here. He calls the group of you in. I hear from the spell you sent that the nimble finger is...
Yeah, that's what I heard so quick, because I told him.
Yeah. Well, I remember. No, I'm talking about
I remember now.
I'm talking about the streets, though.
I forgot I
remember. He found out last night before you guys took your long rest.
Yeah.
And he's like, so we're good there.
We are.
So
I do have, we did find this letter that is a bit concerning, but we also understand that these are the events.
Just getting cranky.
These are the events.
Because you wrote.
That happened in Black Rock before.
Because you're going back and forth on it. All right,
Kira can explain that to you right now, and then again, Rockman steps out from
it. Sugar eyes starting to fall out.
Interesting. I guess bring one back to the dead. Sometimes you have to sing two drastic measures.
Oh my god.
He changed some. He's like, it's good to have you back here.
Your coffee.
I didn't like the situation where I felt like half the company was at arms with itself. I have spoken this morning before you arrived with the Regent. I went to him late last night after I heard word from you. I am assuming that the only reason there was violence in Kashmir and the Agile Hand was destroyed as they were intimately involved with the spread of the worm contagion.
What? Intimately involved?
There were barrels.
There were worms.
When I ask you the question, be very careful in how you answer. It was apparent that they were responsible.
Yes. Yes.
I explained this to the Lord Regent, and I commented that the actions, while not the ideal situation, are in the best interests of his people.
Correct.
We have made concessions to the Baron, Galwin, and Grencroft to sweep this out. There are some conditions. The mercenary company, known as the Scale Company, will no longer exist. We are now the Scales of Intern and are considered a part of the military branch of this nation.
Ooh, what?
Is that an upgrade?
I guess.
Well, we now have federal funding.
Huh. Sweet.
So.
Can I get a tank?
So
airships. We want airships.
Come on, George Bush.
So, while I am your commander, we are now also servants to the Lord Regent and the heir directly.
King and country.
Lord Regent and the heir directly.
Right now, so,
the heir.
Well, that's the whole point of the region, is the region holds power until the heir comes of age.
Yeah, my loyalty's to the heir.
So, just don't want to have any complications with that.
So we're
understood,
now,
sir.
Now we're now political tools.
Well,
the other thing is
paid tools. In federally funded.
Blue of any hostilities between the Baron and Lord Regent. We want to cool off a little. So
what are
they
scaled what now? Sorry.
The Scales of Endurin.
Scales of Endurin.
They asked if you guys can take a break from the city for just a few days.
What does that mean?
We don't cause a little tension. And
take a break.
I happen to have an assignment that I would trust no one other than the group of you.
So no paid vacation.
Sir, before you hand out the assignment, may I ask what Kieran found?
He gestures, and Jamie bows and leaves, and on the way out locks the door. Kira, you can stay.
I assume so. He locked the door. I mean, she's a rock gnome. She can't get out that quick.
That is the mission. Last we spoke, Curran was going west in the Holly Mountains to pursue both the orcs and to look up on the vision you guys received. He has not returned. By this point, he should have long been back. Our meeting with you was before the strike, so that means he's been gone for over 20 days. And as he flies, it should have been much shorter for him to fly there and circle back. Mm.
Zombie dragon.
They did offer to go with him.
He did.
But then he would have been a zombie too.
We offered to fly on his back with him.
But you'd also be a zombie as well. I've seen this episode.
I've seen this episode of Game of Thrones.
And GOT, and I know what happens.
So I need you guys to investigate.
Consider it.
Well, I can't be Never Ending Story. So why does that have to be?
He's not Falcor. He drowned in a mud puddle.
No. Oh my god.
That's a tree.
That's true.
Yeah, that's a tree. That's true.
I stand corrected. Still not a flying dog.
All
right. Got a wish.
All right. Let's go see if we can rescue Karen.
All the mountains we go.
It's I need to stop back at Wheel Junction first to give outstanding orders to my men.
That is fine.
We
do you want to take anything with us?
We'd like to request that we take Jamie with us.
Jamie.
Yep. And Kira.
And Kira.
Kira's still getting used to her new form. She may need a little help.
I don't want to send her, my only other commander. Now that Curran is in the wind, and the group of you are going to try to rescue him, or find out where he is, I'm not sending Kira, my only other commander, away.
Well, then in return for this, no, we need you to give Jamie a bonus. We treated him harshly, trying to get...
But he did give us valuable information.
He gave us valuable information.
And he's looking for another commander.
And he's been loyal to
Jamie
Kira this
be
whole
a good,
time.
Good bet to be your fill-in until we find out what happened.
I will take care of Jamie. In lieu of
commander
learning whatever happened.
Commander Jamie.
It's good.
And we will try to establish ourselves as a new elite Royal Guard. I believe the Lord Regent's goal is, as you know, the heir is 15. Eventually, not too long from now, he would be considered age to rule.
Next year.
And Lord Regent is considering his options of reestablishing the nation of Endurin instead of the Valley.
Okay. Side note, do we worry that the Lord Regent will not want to give up the...
Nothing seems to be leading to that yet.
Because no one ever seems to want to give it up when someone gets power. Well, it's kind of like, oh, I'm just going to give away to some kids.
Mm-hmm. Some infighting. Yeah. They're going to want to control.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Put a brain in his head.
Keep an eye on that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the brain thing, but...
I want to keep an eye on that in the background.
Well, we do have regular eyes on the heir, which means we have regular eyes on the Lord Regent. Yes. So, if anything questionable comes up, I'm sure we would be informed. So, I say, okay, now we are part of the kingdom. Is there any additional funds that can be used for recruiting?
They will give stipends to me, but whilst we're at war,
we gotta get a new map.
We're never gonna find
As you go, Iris tells you that she did get some information you're seeking.
Wait, what did she say?
Some information you're seeking.
I know, but how did she say it, John?
Alright. Were you asking for me to do the Iris voice?
I mean, I think everyone that listens and listens to the podcast wants to hear you do the Iris voice, John. It's your thing.
I'm a little sick, so...
You always got time to go with it.
Alright, guys. So, I was looking in... You know, you were looking for the amulet? I found out where the Dragonborn Sorcerer lived before he died. He's probably buried in the The shrine in that town?
Which town?
Timberton.
Timberton.
This is for the golem?
Well, he had his own golem. I thought the idea that we would, we could try to retrofit it to Timberton. Other existing golems.
We're going that way anyways. Yeah. It stopped there on the way to the mountain.
Well, look at that. Look at that.
Keep that armor.
Do we take that armor?
See if that's something we can reanimate as well.
Yeah.
The bottle head.
The bottle head?
The bottle, the...
Oh, the brain of bottle.
Yeah.
Create several golems. Make a golem army.
Yeah.
I mean, a golem nation. Golems?
Yeah. Could be golem beneficial.
Golem. Is there anything else you wanted to do in Wheel Junction?
Can we find any more info out about the Nexus? That you can find anything else out about that?
I
slide Iris a little piece of paper. And I say, I'm looking for this one book.
Uh-huh.
And
she opens it up. Woo! All right. Wasn't expecting that.
Just like the next let me know. Con or something.
Just let me know if you find any information when we come back.
I
I feel like Necronomicon would be light reading in this world.
So, I also ask her if she can look into the Fae spa that Brian and I have visited.
Mm. Everyone else was telling me about that. And then, I think he made a deal with a coven of hags.
Yes, I think he did too.
Oh my God.
Hags.
But we're trying to figure out how to.
You guys, and you criticize me.
Don't blame me. You were the one.
Oh yeah,
you
sure,
were part
yeah,
of it.
Sure. I see
Mark,
how it goes.
Mark, I haven't seen Brian make decisions. You definitely were in charge of that one.
I definitely wasn't.
Brian cannot make the decision to save his life.
No. We were dragged in there. We weren't like we didn't have an option in the matter.
Oh, see, it changes.
Look at my thing. We got pulled into the tree. Remember, we went to go investigate, and we got pulled into the tree.
Honestly, I don't remember.
Yeah, I wrote notes.
I don't remember.
Oh, shit.
Whoa! Oh man, you all right?
What you're currently hearing is a previous session's downtime. See, everyone usually gets a chance to self-adventure, explore the area, meet new friends, and, well, enrich themselves in different ways. Some of us rob banks. Some of us explore trees. And sometimes we forget. Hence, take it away, Mark and Brian.
So what's y'all's downtime's like?
I don't know. I was dragged into something, some nonsense. I don't know what exactly happened, but
my character mostly just worked on looking for reagents to make his staff and trying to find a great wood to become a warden of.
Yeah.
And I occasionally checked in with Iris because my main other character is her assistant.
Oates dragged me into something, and
I didn't drag you into anything. I asked you if you wanted to join.
And I said,
no one put a sword to your head.
You're right. I did say yes. I did say yes. But what happened? I was must have been too
must
drunk have
been good
because
you totally forgot about it.
Yeah, I was.
That's what we're unraveling right now because we've just burned down all the depots that had the barrels that we've been delivering
with the worms.
With the worms, and we are.
So what is the plan?
Well, so did we ever? Like, we're just gonna just act like I didn't do anything during the.
You can investigate the tree.
Okay.
You guys could have entered.
I was also teaching you Orcish.
I don't know.
That's what we were doing.
What your plan when you got in there was?
To tear it all down.
Why? Why would we do that?
Because we found out if a certain time frame they're gonna kill us.
No, they're gonna.
And then we become enslaved to them.
Yeah, they're gonna take something in exchange for what they gave you.
Yeah.
So, but
because that guy that we defeated was the same, had the same thing.
Okay, so if we tear it down, you're telling me nothing bad's gonna happen if we try to do this.
Well, there's A. Is anything bad gonna happen? And B, are the just the two of you stronger than them?
Well, it's more of just we were going to go and find out, like, what the heck, man.
Okay, so we're not tearing it down.
So, where are you guys?
We went to that Feywild place where we had the spa.
Yeah.
And they sold us on the thing of, you know, enhance your abilities.
Yes.
If you let us paint you.
Yes.
And we found out that other guy that we killed last time.
The Medusa.
Had the same thing done to him.
Right.
Then.
Yep.
And they had stuck being that where they were.
Mm-hmm.
So that was their punishment.
Yeah.
Getting
so we're
thing.
Afraid that...
So we're afraid that same thing happened to us, so we're going back to renegotiate the terms. Or...
You messaged us?
No, I went to go search
so
I could find Jamie's name, and it accidentally typed it and said...
Okay.
So you go there, you during your downtime, you ask them...
what the deuce?
The person in the front desk says that there, unfortunately, there is no renegotiations. You agreed to the contract of your own free will.
That's the speech for manager.
Like, this is the front desk.
Where are you guys
from? We went to the spa that we got.
We were returning.
This is kind of like their downtime while you guys...
Because we never actually ended up doing it. Because
they can set up a meeting with the ladies of the house if you so desire.
Yes.
We so desire.
Yes. We so desire. Right. Yes. Yes.
They basically tell you that...
I first explained to them what we just went through.
Yep.
And how, after experiencing that, we're both very worried that...
They tell you there is nothing to be worried about, sweetie.
Well, they said sweetie, so I guess it must be okay.
okay.
If you say the word honey or sweetie at the end, good.
My grandma used to call me honey. And
yeah, so yeah, yeah. Can we have that in writing? That it's going to be all good, sweetie.
There's nothing to worry about. That's not anything to put. They can put anything in writing.
I know.
I promise you, you won't turn into Medusas. There's nothing to worry about.
Wait. We encountered some folks that this happened to, so we're afraid it's going to happen to us. Do you know who we speak of?
Oh, we've dealt with many people, and some people don't like the price that they have to pay. But you got what you wanted. You're stronger than you were before, and you're more charismatic.
Well,
because they wouldn't, because you like had some plan going. I'm trying to remember everything that happened.
Hey, we did this downtime over a Zoom call, so
yeah. That's this was a long time ago.
I love how Mark always deflects responsibility.
No, because this definitely was. I remember this. I'm sorry.
They made
this.
They
Ryan
made
was like
they made a deal with three female sorcerers.
Brian made it
in the Feywild.
No, it wasn't just me.
Who gave them. Gave him a +2 to his strength score.
Yeah.
And him a +2 to his charisma and said, in 1 year's time, we're just going to ask for a small favor.
Wait a minute.
You never make deals with the Fae.
Yeah, you
did. Wait a minute. I said this.
That's like textbook 101.
What?
I literally was like, no.
All right.
And then he's like, yeah, we're doing it.
Never accept food, you never accept drink, and you never make deals.
All right, all right. Now that you refresh my memory, we're back in the game. Where are we in the timeline? How much time do you want until you need this favor?
Like, where you are?
Where we are.
That is actually a pretty useful question.
I know, that's the same. Like, are we 3 months? Are we a year?
We have time to figure out a way out of this? Or right. We have to figure out a way of this right now?
Alright, so it has been... You made that deal on day 50 of the campaign. It is now day 280.
Oh, it's coming up.
It's coming up pretty quick. Well, it's still the same time of years in the same time frame. Of,
so yeah, it's still 365 days.
Yeah, so we have like 100 days left.
Yeah, well, no, it's only been 130 days.
Oh, so you have like 200 days.
You got it on? No, 230 days, sorry.
Yeah, you said. Okay.
So you got another... 100,
a third of a year. You have a third of a year.
Yeah, you got 135 days.
All right, my question is this. Can we ask... Could you give us a clue about this favor you might need in return? Is something you can...
Why do you think they're going to... Oh, yeah, we're going to, like, make them into mice. It's like, they're like, oh, you know, we're watching, like,
well, we're
kill
here.
The god of thunder.
We're here. We might as well ask.
Well, I don't know, sweetie. It depends on what I need in that time. Oh boy. If I had known exactly what I needed from a year from now, I would have told you when we made the deal.
Yikes. Shall we walk away, come back in a year, or should we see if they want... Maybe we can get this out of the way now.
That's what I was going to say. I'll see what they have done.
Yeah.
What they need for a favor right now.
If, since we're here, and we don't know where we're going to be...
We don't know if we'll be here in a year. Days, we might be dead by then.
Could you accelerate this so maybe we could help you your favor right now, or
is there anything we could do
in the next couple months? We can do it. We can work on it.
Within reason, as a favor right now to complete our contract.
Yeah.
So you want to bring your year to an end?
Oh God! Oh boy! If you want. I will go to town to him right now. No, Mark, this is...
Edit that out, please.
Yeah. Do we want this? Do we just come back?
This is your mess.
No, we're in it together.
You got me into.
You guys were both on that Zoom call.
Yeah.
We're in it. I remember someone saying yes immediately.
Interesting.
All I know is like, they're like, well, I get a +2 to my strength, yes, a +2 to my charisma.
Yes.
Sign me up.
Yes.
No, I remember.
And that's why you're the only people in the party that have 20s in your main stats.
I remember someone who said +2 to his strength, and he was like, yes, please.
Yeah, but what does that have to do with you?
And
you
someone else
said no.
And somebody else saying, well, you know, you not one of you can take it, the other one can't. You both have to say yes or no.
No, I never said that.
No,
I remember you said
it was one for one.
No, I don't remember.
Whoever got the benefit were
he's
people
just
they
blaming
it.
Me for his own stupid mistake.
I'm looking at my notes.
I'm just really surprised because I don't remember really any hesitation from either of you.
Listen,
and I wasn't entirely sure you would take a weird, weird deal from some ladies in the Feywild.
I own up, and I take it, and I'm willing to take this now.
Get a giant rat through.
But only if my partner in crime is willing to accelerate.
Unusual sex.
Are you really sure you want to consider your year complete?
I will ask my partner in crime. Partner in crime, do we want to do this or just wait it out? I say wait it, come back. Because that in real life, that would be a couple sessions.
Why don't you ask it if you get to keep the bonus after the thing?
But I would still have to do whatever they want us to do.
You would insinuate you might live afterwards.
Brian,
you
might be around after that.
Brian, I would hate furniture shopping with you.
I know.
Yeah.
I feel like this is exactly how you
it is.
Exactly. Like, I don't know. Allison, what do you think,
Allison? You tell me what you want to do.
What color? I could see any color.
You can always come back.
Colors.
In a couple
weeks. Yeah.
If you want.
Well, what? I say let's wait it out then. That's my opinion. Because we got a lot going on anyway.
You know, why don't you end it now and ask her for an additional favor if you want to end it now? Just be like, give me something else if you want me to end it now.
Yeah, that's not part of the contract. There's no way.
It's a fucking fey, man. You change all the time.
You change all the time, man.
No, because we just asked her, could you change? She's like, no, that was the contract we had.
No, the girl up front said that, but who knows the girl up front?
No, did the girl... I don't know. Who
speak
said
to a
that?
It was a guy up front.
This is
the
desk clerk up front.
What?
I think this is going to go sideways.
You could ask for another strength to finish now.
Or something else.
Chop it. Bar chocolate.
I am not going to ask for anything more because they're going to want another favor. That's my opinion.
They're not going to give me anything for free.
Exactly. And I will tell you this. I say let's wait it out because we don't really have to deal with this right now. We have time.
Do we get to keep our bonus after the favor is completed?
I don't know.
What would you expect? They're not going to give it... I say let's wait it out because we have to deal with our party and everything.
All right, so this is what you know. The Medusa said she made a deal with the three of them. She wanted to be the most beautiful person ever.
Yes.
And in the reflection where she wasn't a Medusa, she was very beautiful, that she exhibited after you destroyed her physical form.
Right.
But after her deal came to fruit, was she still beautiful?
No.
So we're still gonna lose two of each charisma and strength.
Yeah, minimum.
We don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, so, you know, as
we're going to... I guess the question would be, is, did the Medusa turn into the Medusa because...
No, she was. She mentioned that she was.
Didn't uphold her favor.
She was that beforehand.
But did she it's not like, do the favor for?
It's
the,
like
for
the Twilight Zone. It's like you're going to get something, but it's not going to be exactly what you thought.
That is what dealing with the Fae is all about.
It's like a monkey's paw. It's a monkey's paw. Yeah.
Or just dealing with a genie.
Right.
Yeah.
So you either have to kill the Fae. This happens when we're
My suggestion.
Higher level D&D player. Yeah.
My suggestion would
to younger. DDD players that don't know any better.
My suggestion would be don't go into negotiations blindly. Try to figure out everything you can. It might be useful, or find something along your travels that you're like, maybe they'll like. But come into this negotiation with something, whether it be knowledge or an item.
Cavalry.
So, or. Option three, the cavalry, and see how...
Burn this motherfucker down.
That ain't gonna work out. I think we come back at a different time.
They're not gods. Like,
yeah, they're not gods.
But
this phase.
Trust
me, I've killed many of them.
The two of you by yourselves, I would not challenge all three of them.
Bring the cavalry in.
All right, well, thank you for your time. We're gonna wait out.
We'll be back in...
We're going to wait out the year and see what's going to happen. Yeah. We'll talk to you.
135 days.
All right, 135 days.
Let's just go. Let's go.
I say we go to Iris and ask her questions. All
right. I'll work some stuff up for you to look up some research after. All right, well, we're going to time warp back to the present time. Hags, what they like most in the world? Is to make mortals suffer.
Oh, Jesus. But that's not the answer I'm looking for.
They like to just shake things up and, like, make you cry at night.
So, if we need to get out of this contract, probably just killing them is the best way to go.
Yeah. But it might violate your current contract and make... The claws come immediately?
Just because they died doesn't mean their magic gets controlled.
You might be able to reverse the magic with other more powerful magic afterwards. Or if you could understand the magic that they cursed you with in the first place, you could uncurse yourself. But that's a lot of
ifs.
Or if you could give them a level of suffering even more than they would make you suffer, maybe they'd make a worth it.
Oh.
Capture. Take their toes off.
Not make them suffer. Make other people suffer.
So if we maybe did like the old switcheroo, like we said, we got someone else you can make suffer instead of us, maybe that person was... They were willing to do that, we would get out of the suffering. Maybe.
Maybe.
It would have to be two people.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it would have to be something big and juicy for them to be like, yeah.
Or you could find another hag and make a deal with them to get out of this deal. That could work.
But then we're just back into another deal again.
Deal or no deal.
So Skeet's just looking at you guys very judgingly.
I'm just trying to figure this out.
I was drunk.
With a little bit of anger in his eyes.
Think about it. That's a great idea.
This is way early in us playing the game, outside of the game. This is way early we were playing the game. We were the two least knowing people.
We're in our shit. We have to sit and figure it out.
It was the perfect group to.
Yeah, it was the two least knowing people of anything about D&D.
Yeah.
And a very knowledgeable DM probably take a little bit of advantage of the two neat Nimrods that had no idea what.
Well, that would be the same thing as you as
blame it on the DM
dealing with a hag that is three hags that are centuries old.
Yeah,
it would be similar to that kind of.
So just don't throw
you,
a
if you were
stones,
new deal
glass houses guy who
exactly.
was turning to a rat.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Don't throw stones at glass houses is what you say to me. After every stone you cast my leg.
Oh boy. Alex, no, what were you saying? Like, if we make a deal, if we make a deal with another fey, say we found another fey.
Oh, you want to make more deals?
No. I want to play it out, though. If we made a deal with another fey, we told him the situation.
Brian is not keeping his immortal soul when he dies.
That fey is just going to screw with us.
Well, the feys don't really want your soul. That's more of a devil's preview, but...
They just want to see you suffer.
Yeah.
They like chaos.
Mm. Yeah. All right.
Oh, she pulls out her little jar. I've been doing a lot of testing on these worms. So there's a few things. We found out earlier that they don't like fire.
Yeah.
Found out that. The other thing, they don't seem to like holy magic.
Okay.
It works just like fire. And, they melt pretty good when you dip them in acid.
Well, that's helpful.
I mean, don't most things?
No.
Bring it with us.
No.
Use them on these bad guys.
Can you, can you see if they can be repurposed?
That's what I'm saying.
Stop. So, what purpose?
Well, we know that they can mend their hosts. Can we see if we can repurpose them to the point where they can mend their host in a symbiotic way without infecting others and reproducing to the point of the host's death?
I like where you're going with this.
Venom style.
It is entirely possible.
Wolverine, but,
yeah.
But I feel like that is a dangerous proposition after just criticizing these two idiots for making deals with hags.
Yeah.
You want to make a deal with a symbiotic aberration worm? And put it in your body?
Well, I mean...
In your body?
We test on animals first.
You're going to put it in your body? You want to put it in yourself?
You are an animal.
Natural animals.
He wants have we learned nothing from companies?
Okay. Reel it back in here.
No, the
like
worms.
She was, like Irish is saying, you were getting aggravated with us from what we did, but now you want to put like a worm that you know sucks the soul out of the person?
I want to see if we can re-engineer
and then put
them.
It inside yourself?
I would like to see if we can re-engineer them.
I will look. They seem to take...
And you wonder why I worry about
they
you.
They seem to take some kind of direction from some...
slave.
From some
it's one
other entity. They have no mind of their own. But most of the time they act quite mindless. But they do seem like they have a overarching...
Purpose.
And it's not coming from them. So the idea would be mostly to try to disconnect them from
I just thought of something.
Network of
the collective.
Collective these consciousness of whatever these things.
Have we tried to detect magic?
Agree to.
Think about it. These things are magic. The darkness. They get into you.
We try to detect
and you are no more. A wave of these in the entire continent is probably what the original darkness was.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Ebrios. So.
That's a good point.
Well, can we continue our research?
I will continue. I still have a few more, and I've been breeding them in the with all the animals we catch in the field.
We gotta worry about our favorite
some mice.
There.
Yeah, I'm not worried about the
mice.
Far enough down the road.
It's gonna come up quick.
With the
Oh my god. Would I rather I could take a Coke or something, but
with
I
the,
wouldn't could you, for the greater science.
Could you Yeah, and cats.
No, Jesus.
Oh my god.
Well the cats we use as mousers.
Yeah, anyway, I mean just one. I wanna see if something as large as a cat would turn.
You said it worked on a human.
Did they chase you?
But I wanna see if it would turn the cat or just eat the cat.
The cats chase you around?
No.
I'll see what I can do.
I want to see how, because if we're just using mice and the worms are just consuming the mice and reproducing, then that we don't know how large the host has to be before it takes over the body.
Is there
and
way
starts
to find out if the
acting
these worms are
for,
somehow
for its original purpose
controlled by Ebrios?
Oh,
no,
they're
not.
Controller.
They're not controlled by Ebrios. They're controlled by the slumbering worm.
Yeah, the worm that slumbers.
Yeah.
It's out of the slumbering worm is when you went into the first dungeon in Black Rock,
I read that.
And there was a big crystal thing where you saw all this mass of worms slithering on this floating continent. Yeah. You have no idea where you were looking at.
Yeah.
And then you guys tried communicating with it, and it went sorely bad.
Yes.
That is the slumbering worm.
And it said it was a prison, right?
No.
Right, yeah. So.
No.
Might not be a terrible idea.
Might not be a terrible idea.
What's that, a terrible idea?
Talking to Ubrios about it.
Nope, I haven't had time. I've been too busy murdering lots of people and taking heads and blowing up depots.
Apparently, just straight up destroying the Nimble Fingers.
Meditation session.
And the,
agile
hand. Yeah, wiping out a lot of.
I'll do it during downtime.
Hmm?
I'll do it during downtime.
Let's go find Voodoo Dragon Gap.
Go to Timberton first.
All right. Yeah. Appreciate the research, Iris.
Dig up a body.
Guys, stay safe out there.
Thanks, Iris.
Thanks, Iris.
You too.
Iris, you're losing weight.
Out for those memory crystals.
You know how much Iris weighs?
Like 50 like pounds?
10 pounds? Yeah.
28 pounds.
Yeah. All right.
She's like sitting in our weight.
She's like this tall, dude.
Hers
like
Kira, 3 foot eye level.
Kira's probably taller, actually.
Yeah.
No, she's only actually, she's only 31 inches tall.
I know.
But she is she is an offshoot of Dragonborn, so.
Yeah.
I asked her before we leave, though, if she spots any memory crystals in any documentation she goes across.
Has she memory crystals for the Automaton in the Nexus? Yeah.
Yeah, she looked
at the Dragonborn. I haven't seen any since I've left the temple, but yeah. I will let you know as soon as I find any.
Thanks, Iris. You're doing all our hard lifting for us.
There's a lot of things.
Timberton's on the way to the Howling Mountains, by the way.
Yeah, there's
that's where Timber Lake.
There's supposed to be a plateau.
Yep.
It's supposed to be a plateau overlooking.
We have
something. Somewhere.
Anselm's crossing.
You
Dawson's
while
Creek.
Talking Dawson's to Creek. The Automaton, you were looking for something about. One of the last
crossing.
Cities of the First Kingdom, and there is a plateau overlooking where the Despised rests. Which is not a creature you are familiar with.
Oh, the Despised is a creature.
It's an entity.
Alright.
It's a something.
The Timberton technique is near that technique a plateau.
No, that's just in the forest.
Oh, okay.
It's where the west side of the valley gets. Their lumber supply.
Yeah.
So be quicker than walking.
Take a boat and be quicker. And
we're on a
now
boat.
Now that we're part of the government, we have access to boats, I imagine.
We could even look for a portal there.
No, we don't need portals.
No, we're just going to take the river all the way down.
No, I meant your portal magic.
Yeah, I mean, if we're going to stop it anywhere to, like, on the way, if we're going to stay over anywhere on the way, we could.
What?
We're
going
to hop a boat.
Take a boat.
We're on a boat?
To Timberton.
We get a soda. I'll be right back. But yeah, I'm
okay.
On board.
We're taking a boat?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're taking a boat.
Never believed we'd be here.
We're on a boat, Brian.
Woohoo!
Yes.
We're on a boat.
Ooh.
We're boat people.
Nothing bad ever happens on a boat. It's all gravy. The seas never get choppy. And by no means should you ever get attacked. Hopefully the vessel that we're able to acquire has some sort of armored keel. Because as any Final Fantasy I player knows, it's about to get a little tentacilly. That's not even a word. Thank you very much for listening to Dungeonetics. We can be reached at all things Dungeonetics. It's Dungeonetics at freesound.org. Which is where I found the wonderful sound of a VHS recorder. Whew. Bedoink is there. There's a bunch of great. Check out our profile to get a full list of accreditation. The music that you're currently hearing is provided by Virus of Ideals. Our intro music by Kellen. And, remember, adventurers, each inside every one of you is a little adventurer just hoping to get out. Some families, hope is a four-letter word. I mean, it's a
I would hope the furnace wouldn't go off. Have a good night.